This is Ed McMahon. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
Guest on PNPnetwork.com is Mac Anderson. Mac is the executive producer of a show called Maximum Exposure, which is a really cool show. I was watching it the other day. In fact, my son, who's 9, loved it as well. So it's going to cross over all age groups. It airs midnight on Channel 38 here in Boston and all over the country. It's syndicated. Check your local listings. And it's the newest type of reality show. This one over here actually is unique. It's so fast-moving.
Yeah, it's what we're trying to do. What we sort of figured out is that people are pretty familiar with these kinds of clip shows. And so what we wanted to do is give it the highest story count we possibly could. We keep the story short, so it's really fast-paced. We have maybe 30-plus stories per show. And, you know, it's a recognition that people don't want to hear necessarily the big, long story where they had a lot of footage helper and extraneous interviews. We just give them we give them the clip, we show it to them, we make a joke, we move on.
Yeah, well, it's interesting to note that there's no actual host of the show, which is kind of unique.
Well, we just figured that stops it down. I mean, in other shows, may come to some famous guy standing in a living room rocking around. That's just a time eater. What we figure is that guys really want to see clips, and so that's what we do. I mean, we started this thing out really designed just towards men, but we're finding that, like, men are watching it, but also, like, we've got, like, 35% women watching it, too, so we may be doing something right.
You got kids who like it as well.
Well, I think the kids like it just because it's nonstop action. And we're dealing with the stuff, in sort of a unique and offbeat kind of way.
Now, the one with the police, which was I Fought the Law, I wouldn't let my son watch, but there was one about the earth and tornadoes and hurricanes and things that he was fascinated by.
Right. We called that one Earth, the World's Most Dangerous Planet.
Right.
Which was the dumbest title we could come up with. But it's sort of a recognition. I mean, we've all seen those Most Dangerous shows, World's Deadliest shows, all of that business. We're sort of poking fun at the other ones.
Well, I'll tell you, I found something interesting. My son said to me when he saw the title, he said, "Is that true, Dad?" And I said, "As far as we know, it is." But so you brought up a discussion point there. Maximum Exposure really is different in terms of the speed that it goes. What was it that inspired you and your brother to come up with this?
Well, we've been in this sort of genre for some time, and what we found was is that everybody has this sort of, this ponderous, big voice introducing these things, and what we wanted to do was to do a show that was like, it would be like a bunch of guys at home looking at the footage and making comments the way they would. So consequently, if there's a tornado going on, and people are in the house and everybody's running around, you see the house is not going to blow away, but there's certainly that the windows are blowing in and stuff like that, we'll stop the action and note that one guy's holding a beer.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And there's cute little snide comments in there. And I like the use of slow-mo and zooming and all the different types of techniques that are utilized in this thing, too.
Yeah, we have some interesting shows coming up, too. We've got one called The World's Most Dumbest Guys. Very special title.
And I guess it was like dumb criminals?
No, it's amazing the sort of guys we found. I mean, have you ever heard of a game called Bowl Poker?
No.
That's where four guys sit in a ring, and they're sitting at a table, and they let a bull loose in the ring. The last guy at the table wins. The bull knocks out the other guys while they're just sitting there. But, now that sounds dumb on its face, right?
Yeah.
But we had a guy who was sitting at the table and decided to attract the bull to himself. He stands up and he lifts the chair and swings it at the bull. So the bull comes, and then he sits down in the chair, and the bull comes and knocks him about 30 feet.
Mm.
Now, why is it the world's most dumbest guy? This guy thinks now the bull's tired. So he does it again and is surprised that it was just as hard the second time.
Mm. Now,
do you
need permission to use these clips?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
We clear them, and we clear them with the principals, we clear them with the owners of the footage, yeah.
But I'm talking about the people in them, like this idiot guy that you're putting up to national ridicule. He signed off and said it's okay?
Yeah.
Tells you even more about him, doesn't it?
Well, we pay for these things.
Yeah. I mean, so the people in them get paid as well?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes it's the owner of the footage,
yeah.
And sometimes it's the person involved. It varies.
I was amazed yesterday when I was watching the Earth one of actually the people who are taking photographs or video of these things as they're happening, and I would be like crazy. There's a tornado coming right at him. There's one guy who kept the camera going while he hid under a bridge and a tornado passes over. It's amazing.
Well, those guys, that was actually a news crew,
But they kept the
and
thing
that was
going.
that's some of the most remarkable footage ever. Because
Yeah.
you see, it's what it's like to actually be in a tornado.
That was amazing that the guy had the gumption to keep the camera on.
Yeah, God bless all those guys.
Yeah.
If without them, we wouldn't have a show.
That's true. Yeah. So what's the are there any things that you can't air or won't air on the show?
Oh yeah, I mean we have stuff all the time that we don't air for for taste reasons or standards reasons or whatever. I mean we don't obviously show anybody that's that gets killed in these things. I mean it's just it's not our attitude. It's not the show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more fun watching. There was a guy that jumped out of a car in the I Fought the Law one. I landed on his head and was rolling around 10 times, boom, boom, and you guys had great sound effects on it, too. But he lived, so you could laugh about it.
Yeah, and yeah, if they live, and if something else happens, it's just, who wants a bummer like that,
Unbelievable. Now, what kind of response has the show got so far?
Well, surprisingly, actually, syndication is a really tough market these days. But, for example, we're finding that we're doing, I think, in terms of new shows on air, we're one of the top new syndicated shows. But I got to say, it's tough. But, even though we're doing this clip show, we're doing a lot better than some of the dramas that have come out, the one-hour dramas, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But, and it takes a little while. We started up, and, the playoffs have been on, the World Series are on, and all of that business, and we're a weekend show. So we were, up against the series in a lot of markets. Now that that's gone, the numbers just, the ratings have just gone much higher.
Mm. So you've done some interesting shows. You actually went on weren't you the producer of the Mark Wahlberg show that was on for a while?
Oh, yeah, that seems like ancient history.
That was actually a nice show, though, and maybe just too kind.
Could be. It was during at that time, there were 22 one-hour single-subject talk shows on the air.
Hmm.
It's sort of the nature of syndication. It's follow the leader, and a lot of times it's like lemmings following the leader over a cliff. Well, currently, our company's doing BattleBots for Comedy Central.
That's a huge success.
Yeah, Fighting Robots. We're liking that one.
Hmm.
And so we sort of try to do things in sort of a twisted, offbeat kind of manner. So if we get, a clip show, we're going to twist it a little bit. When we did Web Riot for MTV, we twisted that a little bit. That was, the computer convergence show they did.
Sure, yeah. Weren't you also behind, at one point, American Gladiators?
Well, it was our company. I worked for a company called Four Point Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just one of our very special shows.
Yeah, we had Zap on our show once.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Very interesting show.
Well, American Gladiators was a cultural phenomenon for a long time. As a matter of fact, I believe the Clintons once admitted that was their guilty pleasure.
Really?
That was their favorite show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had that clipping up for a while.
I think they had other guilty pleasures, too, that weren't on TV.
Well, who knew? That was the most innocent of them, clearly.
Unbelievable. What else? Are you working on anything new?
Well, right now we're just trying to get, we're trying to get all of these done. I mean, between BattleBots and Maximum Exposure, that's enough for a company for right now.
Now, who does all the editing of all these pieces?
Well, we have a staff of great editors, and we have a staff of great writers, and our process for writing the thing is we sit around and we just look at the footage and we crack jokes, write them down. It's actually the most fun show I've worked on in a long time.
It's funny. I can picture you guys sitting in a room because it does have the feel of sitting in your living room with a friend watching the thing and talking about it.
Yeah, that was our goal because let's face it, everybody else has dealt with this stuff in such a serious fashion. But we found that whenever we were working on these shows, is that we were having fun with the footage and we were talking, looking at the details that other people wouldn't necessarily notice. For example, no guy wearing a mullet ever goes unnoticed on this show. We stop. It doesn't really matter what the action is. We stop and point out, a good-looking mullet.
And folks out there who love the show calling it Max X.
Yeah.
Maximum Exposure. It's on 180 in 180 markets in the country, and if you don't know where it's at, you can check out the website maximumexp.com, and that'll tell you some of the stations it's at. But if you're in Boston listening to the show, then it's on WSBK Channel 38 midnights at Saturdays.
Yeah, we want them to move it earlier.
I think it should be on like 10 o'clock at night.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Where is it on most of the time around the country?
It varies. Mostly, you know, in the major markets, it's really on Saturdays and Sundays in the 8 to 9 to 10 o'clock range.
Yeah. I think it would hold its own in that time slot.
It is in the places where it's airing there.
Yeah. We'll have to put a little pressure on WSBK Channel 38.
Well, I'm just glad they're airing it. And I'm glad you're watching it with your son. And what are you doing up at midnight watching TV with your son?
No, I got to tell you that I have a screener copy here.
Oh, okay.
My son is not up. He's in bed by 8:30. So,
just checking.
Yeah, there's no way that's going to happen.
Yeah.
He's a football player, though, so he likes the kind of the bumping and hitting and all that kind of stuff. So maybe I should do a football one.
Then this is his, well, we did one called ESP, Extreme Psycho Sports,
mm-hmm.
with the coolest sports you've ever seen. Stuff that, you know, you never heard of, and you'd be amazed at what guys are doing out there.
Did that one already get aired?
Yep.
What a bummer, I didn't get to see it.
Yeah, that was our second show.
Ah, I'll just see if I can get a copy of that.
Yeah, we'll send you one.
My son would enjoy that.
Yeah, I think so, because it is, he wouldn't believe the sheer variety of sports and the crazy stuff people are doing out there, you know, that just is, you know, sort of new inventions and that sort of thing.
Hmm. Now, the show is being made new. Is it gonna? How long will it be airing new shows?
Well, we're busily making 26 of them.
Wow, that's
we
good.
Won't cut in. You know, we don't go into reruns for a while. So
yeah, that's great.
So we got a bunch of new shows coming up, and November's going to be awesome. You know, I mean, it's sweeps period, so we like front load that with our like absolutely coolest stuff.
So that'll be the swimsuit edition.
Well, I'm not saying we're going to do that.
Maximum Exposure swimsuits.
But we would.
I like it. Well, Mac Anderson, thanks so much for joining us. And again, folks out there, it's called Maximum Exposure. It airs at a time slot near you. Check your listings or check out MaximumExp.com on the web, and it'll tell you all about it. Thanks so much for coming on.
It was a pleasure being here.
Take care.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.